everybody. If it isn't the All Gas No Trash faithful, welcome back to another new episode, a sort of continuation from the previous one.
Yes, sir.
But before we get into that, let's all pause and take a moment to recognize the No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine.
All right, I don't want to do the filler shit. I actually have something to say for the Game Rage Minute. Sophie, I tagged you in a post, and if you listen to this, which you probably won't, that was me on All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. So that was me reaching out and letting you know that we have another account that we operate on Instagram.
Wait, who did you do this to?
Sophie O.
Oh, you mean eternal good buddy Sophie O?
Yes.
Why don't you call her by her appropriate official title? Okay, yeah. Show a little respect. Put some respect on her name, and she earned that title. And it's very inappropriate. I hope she doesn't message you on the
I hate to say this,
account.
But she's almost wasting your time following the Game Rage magazine. Instagram.
You're wasting your time. Yeah, you're right.
We
don't do anything.
I'm more active on the All Gas No Trash official account. Yeah. I don't do shit on the Game Rage one. Anyways.
Well, now you're going to have to follow both.
Anyways, yes. Long story short. Follow both of us and we'll say nice things about you, and you can listen to the nice episode that we made like literally minutes ago.
Yeah.
And have a good time.
Yeah.
So that was a Game Rage 2 minute.
Yeah. This was a bonus. These motherfuckers owe us extra money now.
Oh wait, we're past the 2 minute.
Well, yeah, 2 minutes.
Like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
So anyways. All right. So today what we were going to talk about on this episode is the continuation previously. Clearly, we are going to talk about some information that Adam found.
Oh, yeah, it's it's a fucking doozy. It is a absolute doozy. So if you listen to our previous episode.
Yeah.
About Nice.
Correct.
We teased a band that we were talking about that I was discussing with the photographer of Guns N' Roses, Jack Lew. So this is the meat and potatoes of the subject matter. All right, so we were talking,
yeah,
and this is a band that we've talked about in the past called 12 Gauge Trixie.
Okay,
that's the name of the band, 12 Gauge Trixie. They're a band from San Diego that does like glam metal, glam rock, things along those lines. If you think along the lines of Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, you know, pretty much all those,
a modern version of that, if you will.
Yes. And it's a female fronted band. And I, you know, that's something that we talked about.
And we all know that we actually prefer female fronted.
I'm not going to lie.
I think it's pretty obvious. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I don't know what it is. I think for me, it's the range and vocals that they can do what guys do, but they can also hit higher notes.
They're just better, man.
Yeah, they're just better. I hate to say it. Anyways. So if you wanted to check out that episode where we talked about 12 Gauge Trixie, this is a band that we discussed in episode 24 of All Gas, No Trash.
Damn, that was like probably over 100 episodes ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, I mean, this was back in January of last year, if I'm not mistaken. So episode 24, it's around the 58 minute mark that we were talking about 12 Gauge Trixie. So,
just fast forward to that, because that was back when we were, you know, we didn't know what we were doing, so we were doing like over hour long episodes.
Yeah, fuck.
It was the equivalent. All right, it was the equivalent of like prepubescent boys learning how to jerk off. Like, we're fucking closing our eyes. We're fucking like plugging our nose. We're doing all kinds of dumb shit. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, go ahead.
So Jack Lew and I, the photographer of Guns N' Roses, were talking, and he was talking about, oh man, you got to check out this band, 12 Gauge Trixie. I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, no, I follow them already. And
what did he say to that when you were like, oh, I already know about this?
Oh, I mean, like,
he wasn't like, oh shit, what? Like,
yeah, no, I mean, it was just like, oh, he's like, oh, you know, we were just talking about them, whatever. It wasn't like anything like, oh, you know about them or anything like that. And no, it wasn't like that at all. But so we were talking about them. He's like, yeah, actually, man, he's like, you know, I actually have a lot of faith in this band. I think they're really interesting. And what I ended up doing is like, I reached out to Tom Zutaut of Geffen Records, who was the A&R person that signed Guns N' Roses back in the day. And he's like, I told him, he's like, you got to check out this band. And for all intents and purposes, this Tom Zutaut guy has been retired for well, I don't know how long he's been retired, but he's been trying to convince this dude to work with them and potentially come out of retirement. And I think this Tom Zutow guy also has a record label that he has or owns or whatever, but he might be might come out of retirement to potentially work with this band. And, you know, what a weird fucking coincidence that out of like any time I could have shown up at any point at this this concert that I went to, that I happened to run into this dude. And this is the band that we've already covered. And this guy happened to be the photographer of Guns N' Roses, and he's talking about a band that we've talked about in the past. And, you know, we're talking about him now with 12 Gauge Trixie and the potential like big implications of them getting signed to a record label that Tom Zutaut, the A&R executive or the A&R dude that signed Guns N' Roses, could be potentially working with 12 Gauge Trixie. So I don't know, man. What's your reaction?
What do you think the reason is that they haven't already been picked up or whatever?
All right. I'm
just curious what your thoughts
are. My personal thoughts about why maybe they haven't been signed is the obvious one is they don't have the I don't know if this really means a whole lot, but you know, like when it comes to record labels, you need 100,000 followers and all this bullshit, right? You need a million streams and all that shit, right? All that dumb shit, right?
Yeah.
But there's also the aspect for me is like, is there space for a modern glam rock band like Guns N' Roses in 12 Gauge Trixie? You know what I mean? Like, is there space for a band like that to exist 30 years after the fact? And what is this dude going to do? Is Tom Zutaut guy going to do with this band to make them the next global sensation if they are to be the next Guns N' Roses? What could he possibly do? He's removed from that era of time when that genre, you know, in the 80s/90s that was at the peak of its popularity. But are we to assume that he will come in and make a difference? And I don't know, man, I think too much time has passed.
Yeah. It's kind of like that deal when like, oh, wrestlers come out of retirement, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what are you really going to do, old man? You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't got it no more. And sure, there are some instances where they do have it. It's a rarity. I don't know anything about this guy. This Tom, what is his name? Tom
Zutaut.
I don't know shit about this guy, right? But just by looking at the pictures of him on the internet when I just Googled him right now.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. There's something about his face. It just gives me the vibe that he's like one of those old school guys that's like, oh, no. I know exactly the methodology. Follow my 10-step guide on how to become a fucking rock superstar, right? Like, it's one of those deals. Set in his ways. Like, I don't know if his knowledge is going to apply. I mean, because the 80s and the 90s were a very different time than 2020s, right?
Yeah.
And with social media and all this shit, dude's been, like, maybe out of the game for a while. And, yes, I don't think that you need to have 100,000 subscribers or you need to have all this bullshit for a record labels should not utilize that as a main metric to choose whether to get somebody. I think that's horseshit.
It should be intuition and talent. Just taste. Like,
that's something from the old days that I think needs to come back.
Yeah.
So this is an instance where, yeah, maybe this old guy doesn't have it anymore, but maybe that's exactly what it needs. It needs a guy to come in, because one thing that he has that not a lot of other people possibly have, which is where I think this guy's value is his connections in the industry, right? It's the connections to get people, to get them connected. Because, yeah, I'm looking at their YouTube has 143 subscribers. They've got on Instagram, they've got like 3,500 fucking followers. Yeah, something less than like
5,000.
I mean, not a lot, okay? But I don't think that's a big deal. I don't think that means anything. I think that you can get somewhere regardless of the lack of followers and subscribers. Obviously they're doing this and they're bringing in some kind of money, to do this. So
yeah,
it's somewhat successful, I would imagine.
All right. Here's the counterpoint to everything I just said. Okay. That was negative, right? Where there hasn't been a band, and yes, there has been something of a standout in glam rock or whatever, in like Steel Panther, which started off as a parody band and then they started making original stuff. Like that's kind of the thing that maybe was somewhat prosperous, that was like after the fact of that genre, that was somewhat like successful, right?
Yeah.
It's also been 30 plus years since a real hard rock band like this has existed too. Mm-hmm. Like this type of look, like this, yeah, this shit. I mean, they got like their own fucking like Slash, dude.
Yeah.
He's got the curly hair and everything. And then like, they got the Axl Rose, which is the female girl.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to typecast them, sure, as like for whatever thing, but look, they got the look. And, with on their website, I mean, remember the cover art for their like one of their first singles, which was like Get to the Point.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit looked like it was made in Windows Movie Player or Playmaker or whatever. But like on their website, if you can go to their website, please.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, here's the website.
All right, go to the home. That looks fucking clean.
Yeah.
That's something that they should stick with. So I'm just saying, they got like the parts and everything, and the same way that System of a Down was looked at like with a cockeyed, because they were different and weird, and it was like a very niche thing to exist in the metal world or new metal world. It's like the opposite. It's like, this is a traditional like Guns N' Roses S band that hasn't been something like this for a hot minute. Is it time for it to reoccur again? Because as we know, music comes in cycles.
It's completely cyclical. That's something that I think we've learned.
Are we witnessing the rebirth of potentially hard rock coming with this band?
Yeah, oh, I think that this is they are. OK, now this is going to sound offensive to people, but I don't care. They are the actual second coming of metal Christ. All right. Back here, the glam metal Christ has risen again. All right. And here they are in 12 gauge Trixie. And yeah, it's been 30 years, whatever. Fuck. It's been 50 years since like AC/DC and like Guns N' Roses. Those guys were really in their heyday.
Yeah.
All right. It's been 50 fucking years. Almost like,
yeah, we'll continue. Your point.
Half a fucking century has almost passed.
Yeah.
All right. And I don't think people really understand that, because that music, guess what? It never actually went away. Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, all that shit from the 80s, Van Halen, Led Zeppelin,
Motley Crue,
all that shit, all that glam rock, hair metal shit, right? It didn't go anywhere. Yeah. It always still was here. Mm-hmm. People always still enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we don't sit here and think, oh yeah, it's been 40 years since that was popular.
Yeah.
Because shit, it doesn't seem like it, because it never actually went out of style. It was always there in the background. People were still following it. People were still listening to it. And that's how, I mean, shit, even like fucking Bon Jovi, that's how all these fucking assholes have been able to stay around and do
Aerosmith.
They've been doing the same shit because people still like it. But no one is putting the effort, it seems like, until 12 gauge Trixie, to do that on a modern scale or a modern version of that, yeah, right? Like a current version of it. And yeah, Steel Panther, maybe a little bit, but like, again, they're still kind of like a parody band. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's like a mockery of the genre.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And that gained popularity because their lyrics and their shit was funny.
Like, it was funny. Yeah.
It's hilarious. I don't think people go listen to Steel Panther because they have sweet rockin' tunes. It's just because the shit's funny and it's entertainment, right? It's entertaining.
It might have a slight, like, nostalgia factor,
yes,
to it.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think, again, 12 Gauge Trixie has that nostalgia factor. It's got the fucking it's got that new car smell. It's like if you were to go get a 1979 Trans Am brand new. Like, it's the same shit, it's nostalgic, but holy shit, it has that new car smell.
Yeah.
And maybe it's got GPS in the fucking thing. That's kind of what 12 Gauge Trixie is.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much what you said is that, dude, when we're talking about some of the most like loyal fan bases, I mean, not just exclusive to glam rock and stuff, but when it comes to like metal and shit, I mean, who has arena level and even stadium level audiences in Metallica, in System of a Down, and like all these bands that the popularity has not waned. It's only gotten stronger. And some of these guys have never had like a top 40 fucking, you know, hit or whatever, but the fan base is so goddamn loyal that if they end up do getting charted, it's because the fans pushed them there.
Yeah.
So it's like, is 12 Gauge Trixie that band that their fan base is going to be that loyal? And they are fairly young, but I mean, are we going to see them skyrocket and become that band where they're going to be as fabled and as legendary as even like Guns N' Roses?
And here's the other question to ask yourself about this Tom Zutaut.
That's a tongue twister.
Zutaut.
Tom Zutaut. Yeah.
Another question is, does this dude even want to fucking do this anymore?
Yeah.
Does he even want to fuck with this? Because that here now is, yes, if he gets involved, like, they will probably go to the moon because they're just going to get the publication. They're going to get that air. What they're missing right now is that air of legitimacy, that yeah. credibility. He brings the street cred of the music industry to them.
Yeah, it's like Paul Heyman being your manager, like, yes. With Bron Breakker.
Yeah, you need that. Like, you just need it because no one wants to even give you a chance.
Yeah.
In the industry itself, right? They don't care. You don't have enough followers, blah, blah, blah. But now this guy comes around, he's like, hey, you guys need to push these dudes. Oh, shit. Well, if this guy's doing it, that's your cheat code to not need to get to a million fucking followers
yeah.
before a record label will deal with you.
Yeah, this isn't to discredit them at all. Like, they've obviously put in the work because they're doing shows. They've done all these shows.
They
put out the music. They've done the work. And yes, they have gone through the circuits of all the venues here in Southern California. They've done all the shit that everybody else has done as far as, like, those old bands that play at the Viper Room and Whiskey A Go-Go and like back in the heyday of like glam metal and shit, all those bands that played in those historic venues, they've done it too. So it's like, oh, now they kind of have those things within their pocket or even in their resume that like, hey, man, we did all that shit too.
Well, I mean, listen, let's be honest. They're kind of in the same boat we are.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they have a few more followers than we do, but like, we're stuck in this weird little zone where like no one wants to really give a shit about us, but people listen.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, yeah, people are listening. They think we're entertaining or they think we're funny or whatever the case is. But at the same time, no one's also co-signing on to be like, yeah, let me fucking follow these guys.
Yeah.
Cause I enjoy this. And that's the problem. Most people don't fucking click the subscribe button cause they're assholes.
Yeah.
They hear it. They think it's funny. Oh, maybe I'll just check them out again later. Once it's in your feed, now it's going to keep showing up. So they don't need to follow you.
Ironic side tangent, about like people that view us. I don't understand it, but we have returning viewers and it's only grown. You motherfuckers won't subscribe, but you want to hear what we have to say.
Yeah,
you cocksuckers.
The returning viewers number is much larger than our follower number. It's like, fuck yourself. Just hit the button, man.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, if you listen to more than one episode and you didn't go, I hate those guys, you should... Well, I mean, maybe you should just, even if you do say I hate those guys.
Yeah.
But anyways.
All right. So
12 Gauge Trixie, I think they're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happens, regardless of whether the fucking Wizard of Oz gets involved or whatever the fuck his name is.
Pulls the streets behind the curtains.
Yeah. Whether he does anything or not, I still think 12 Gauge Trixie, they've only been around since 2023. So they're still relatively young in their time together, and I think it's only 2025. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
I wanted to see the mark of the time.
19 minutes.
19 minutes?
Yeah. So.
The one thing I forgot to add.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
This is the last piece of the puzzle for this episode.
Oh, shit.
Puzzle pieces. So, despite this person not being cooperative with wanting... Raul, if you're listening from Riff Audio, you son of a bitch... we've wanted an interview with you.
Sworn enemy.
If you check your email or your Instagram, I messaged you and I told you, hey man, there's a band you need to look out for because this might be the next fucking Guns N' Roses. And as it stands right now, 12 Gauge Trixie could use some work when it comes to their mixing. And I think it's on the drum side that I think their drum kit could use some work. And I think you're the fucking man to do it. And I want you to be associated with this group. I tried reaching out to you, whether you get this fucking message or not. on our podcast or me reaching out to you via Instagram, you might miss this opportunity to work with potentially the next Guns N' Roses, but at least I did my part.
Hey, listen, bitch, when you want to make some real motherfucking money, all right? That's what you got
to
ask yourself.
We're trying to get people's bags here, man.
Trying to get you the bag, yeah. All right? Fuck, man.
Not even just him, like 12 Gauge Trixie. Yeah. Like, fuck, dude.
When, Lord? When's it going to be my time? Never.
Yeah. So that's the end of the episode.
All right. Anyways, thanks for checking it out. Thanks for listening. If you like us, hit the subscribe button. If you don't like us, also hit the subscribe button. If you think we should fucking quit and go kill ourselves,
you should subscribe to
us. You should subscribe so that we can continue to be in your ears and you can continue to have things to hate about. Anyways, that's the end of the episode. Go fuck yourselves.